I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Sibby Wallace was definitely an inspiration to Bonnie Raitt. In the 1970s, Bonnie sought out the elderly singer in Detroit, and they sang together at the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. Back then, Bonnie was just starting out as a guitarist and singer, recording a string of LPs that mixed new tunes with classic blues women's songs. After 20 years in the biz, Bonnie topped the pop charts in her early 40s with the album Nick of Time. Since then, she's continued to release great records and stay out on the road. It's a work ethic she inherited from a musical family in Southern California.
Well, I come from a very musical family. My mom has a degree, a master's in music, and she was my dad's accompanist and music director. My dad, of course, is John Raitt, a Broadway star from Carousel and Pajama Game, and he toured and did concerts during my whole childhood and is, in fact, still out on the road at 85.
My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around.
But I really fell in love with folk music, which was really kind of the music of my day, by going to camp, summer camp. Fell in love with Bob Dylan and Joan Baez, and that's why I picked up the guitar, was folk music.
I wonder, in all this world of music you came up through, how did you really get directly exposed to some of the blues performers that influenced you and you appeared with on stage later as time passed? I mean, you don't necessarily meet Fred McDowell or Junior Wells.
Incredible luck. I mean, because I was going to Harvard and there was a very terrific radio station, Great Blues Show, and I used to listen to it all the time when I was studying. My friend Jack Fertel, who was also a blues hound, he called me up and he said, you know, the guy that manages Sun House lives in Cambridge and he hangs out at the Club 47 all the time. And Sun was doing an interview on WHRP and he says, if you want, I think we can go to Dick's house and meet him.
This is Dick Waterman.
Waterman. Mm-hmm. And I mean, how lucky is that for somebody that said, let's go hang out. I went to his house, I met Sun, and through Dick I met all of the people that he managed. Great Skip James, Big Boy Arthur Crudup, Mississippi Fred McDowell, Junior Wells, Buddy Guy, then Magic Sam. And then my life kind of escalated because at that point, I just happened to be everybody's cheapest, most versatile opening act because I could carry my own guitar. I didn't need a band, didn't care about being a star, getting paid a lot. And I just happened to know somebody that booked all these blues acts. Hey, would you have gone back for your senior year when you could have that?
Woke up this morning, I'm feeling around in my shoes. You know bad that I must have been while walking blues. Woke up this morning, people, I feel around in my shoes. Well, you know bad that I must have been walking blues.
It was actually quite awkward in the mid-70s when my fame eclipsed theirs. I'd say, well, the person I really want to play with is Muddy Waters, but for me at 25 to have to look in his eyes and say, well, I think I have to headline, that was a painful lesson in sociology when white blues artists become more financially viable in this culture than the originals sometimes.
Some people tell me these old word blues ain't bad, they're the worst old feeling I most ever had, you know. Some people tell me these word blues ain't bad. You know they're the worst old feeling I most ever had.
How about the classic blues women? On some of the early recordings you did, the Sippy Wallace song and I think a few other things.
Well, I didn't get to know too. Most of the old classic blues artists had passed away. And so Sippy was, I got to meet Sippy Wallace, and she was the one that I really would have to say was the one I was the closest to. And I really didn't know she was alive until right before I played the Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz Festival. I found out that she was living in Detroit, and I said, I will play the festival if I can bring Sippy Wallace out. And that's a great story because she didn't want to play any more blues because she was in the church. And like a lot of older black blues artists, they feel like if they're getting health problems, they better start getting right with God. And then she heard me practicing Women Be Wise from my first album in the trailer before I went on stage, and she started to just strut a little, go, well, maybe I'll just do one tune with you. And that was it.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.